Stay tuned for your 3CR podcast, featuring interviews from Bundles Fire Radio Show. 3CR is an independent community radio station in Fitzroy, Victoria, on the unceded lands of the Kulin Nation. For more information, go to www.3cr.org.au. Good morning to you, Aku. How's that sound? Does that sound better?
Yeah, this is good. I can now hear myself. Thanks.
Yeah, okay. So you're going to tell me about what's been going on with 44FU, which is 44 Flats United, trying to defend ourselves from being demolished.
Yes.
How's that all going?
things are interesting on the estate. So I think since the last time I spoke to you, which would have been a few months ago now, we're out at all of the estates that have just been announced in January. So the state government, for those who don't know, added 7 more buildings to their demolition list. That's in addition to the five buildings that they've already now announced since Dan Andrews made this announcement in September 2023. Now, the thing is, with all these 7 new buildings that they've just announced for demolition, they're actually all older person high rises. So on your estate, Unc, in Richmond, there is no designated older person's high rise, but across the city, there's 13 different older person high rises. So they're designated buildings for people who are over 55 years old, and each of them have a health center at the bottom. And they run programs for residents there. In the past, they were there every day of the week, but they provide support to residents, like tailored support to residents and what they need. But yeah, it's been an interesting time being out there and getting to know all of the residents there. And it's great because there's a lot of, I guess it's 2.5 years in now since this announcement was made, and people are asking the same questions that they were asking 2.5 years ago. Why is this happening? Like, what is actually wrong with these buildings?
Particularly during where they're talking about there's a housing crisis.
Absolutely.
How many people are we talking being dislocated or dispossessed?
Official statistics say that 10,000 people live across the 44 high-rises, but we know that's a lot more. Obviously, a lot of people... So there's, I think it's 67,000 households are on the wait list for public housing, public and social housing. But there are a lot of people who live in public housing in these high-rises who aren't registered because they're waiting on the wait list and they have nowhere to live, so they're living with family and friends. So 10,000 is a conservative number.
Was there an announcement this morning or yesterday about the housing lists and things like that? Up on that? They're going to make it easier for people who, I don't believe them one bit, this is a Labor Party announcement yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
About housing, you know.
Right, like wait times or something.
Waiting times and priority for certain types.
Yeah, right.
I don't never believe them people. Dan Andrews was from the Liberal Party. Disgusting.
I think so the issue with the wait list is with the demolition of the high rises, so what's happening is the state government's making, so all of the residents in the buildings that have been announced, they're putting them on the priority access list, which means that they get bumped up too. And I don't even know how true it is that there is a list and a queue. Like, I'm sure there's a register, but anyway, they get bumped to the top of this list. And we know from housing workers, so not Homes Victoria, but people that work for the Department of Housing, that this has caused a huge backlog for people who are already like homeless and looking for a home, because they are prioritising all the people in the high rises that they've already announced, the 12 buildings, they're prioritising them to get housing first. So it's causing more and more, this whole program causes more delays for people. And residents have actually said, they're like, why? So the state government's built new community housing, which people do not want to move into. They know what community housing is. It's a slippery slope to it's privatization, essentially, and it's no longer public housing. So people don't actually want to move into there. But people, but the state government, I guess, no, sorry, residents are saying, well, why, there's all these people waiting for housing and social and affordable housing. Move them off the list into these buildings. Like, we're happy where we are. There is nothing wrong with our buildings.
It's a neat solution.
It is a neat solution. I do want to say one thing, though, because I've noticed that you've got lots of beautiful posters up in here.
I was just going to ask you about that. Give us a plug.
Yeah.
Why is 3CR so important, RQ?
It's so important. I remember my first, so 44 Refuse, first ever thing that they did with the media was with 3CR, and it was on Hong Kongology with, oh my gosh.
What's that, Hong Kongology?
It's a program, I think it's on Wednesdays, and it was so, and so it's a program that's in Cantonese and English about issues that I think affect people in Hong Kong, but also the diaspora that live here, and that was my first ever interview.
Have you ever been to Hong Kong?
I have, and also my sister was born there because family fled from Vietnam to a refugee camp in Hong Kong. Yeah.
So it looks amazing, that place. It looked like like they're packed in there, though, like the high rises.
Yeah. I think I don't know much about Hong Kong and public housing there, but I think there's a real program to make sure that people, and it could be a bit different now. I think some things have happened in recent times, but the government there makes a real commitment to ensuring that people actually, that everyone has housing, no matter how little money you have.
Yeah.
So I think there's some things to look to there in terms of ways to develop public housing.
What about Libya? You know, they had no housing problem.
Yeah.
Everyone had houses. It was under Gaddafi. You
know, right.
The bad guy, I reckon. But there was no one without housing. And when that's the case, it has an impact on crime. You know, less crime, less. Better health outcomes for people, you know. Housing's a pretty fundamental thing. You know?
Yeah. I know.
Why can't such a rich country like Australia have housing?
Totally. I think organisations like Flat Out, so prison abolitionist programs, they always talk about housing, and if people, once they're released from prison, if they have secure ongoing housing, the rates of recidivism are so much lower. Yeah. There's actually, I'll plug one event that's coming up tomorrow that we're co-hosting with the Homeless Persons Union and with Flat Out.
On 3CR.
It's in IRL. It's in real life. It's going to be just behind, in Burang Ma.
Okay.
And it's in response to the corporate CEO sleep out. Do you know much about
the
CEO sleep out? It is exactly what it sounds like. It's a way for CEOs, and I don't know which agencies or corporations they're from, but they come together, they sleep in the street for a night to, I guess, emulate what it's like to be homeless, so they get a taste and feel for it. And
the police going to come and move them on?
That would make it more real, right? Yeah, that's true. But Homeless Persons Union are the people spearheading this, but they're putting on an event tomorrow at 7, from 7 till 8 p.m.
Right.
And there'll be a live speak out / conversation with people who have lived experience of homelessness, but also different groups that are organizing to save public housing because the two are interlinked. I was supposed to ask you if you were free to come, so you should definitely come along if you're available tomorrow night, Unc.
Excellent.
Cool.
I don't even know what day.
Don't worry, I'll tell you after this show. But anyway, for everybody listening and who's interested, we'll be meeting at Burang Ma. I think it's at the Bells. The information's on 44FU's Instagram page and Homeless Persons Union's page. We're meeting at 7 o'clock, and it'll go for an hour, and there'll be a lot of speakers. There's a few residents from the affected buildings that are slated for demolition as well, but people from the Homeless Persons Union will speak out too, and there'll be speakers from Flat Out as well. So make it down there if you can. But I didn't finish my plug for Radiothon. No, 3CR has been so integral to our campaign. Like, 44FU is very much offline. It's all about resident organizing. Homes Victoria knew about us before the public knew about us. We believe that that's what's necessary in order to reverse this decision to demolish public housing on the ground, collective organizing of residents. But in addition to that, it's also really important to let the public know what we're doing so that the public can support residents taking action. And 3CR has been critical in that for us. Like, I think we've been on 5 or 6 different shows now. Residents have come on, and it's such a good space for them to practice speaking. And it's like everybody supports us so much. But it's been huge in the development of residents and their ability to speak out and speak to the public and get that support. So
That's my story too for 3CR too. Like, yeah, learning all that stuff. Where else would you get that? You know, and. Yeah, this gives us a voice. People who haven't got voices, and that's why it's so important for us here. I really love this space here.
Or people that have voices, just not the platform, right?
Yes, that's another way of looking at it. It's been so important for Aboriginal people, particularly around here in Fitzroy. We've always had a voice on 3CR. Mm. And one other thing, we're home landless. Our people, and you know, we've suffered, you know, pretty badly on the housing front. So, you know, we stand in solidarity with all the people of 44 Flats and elsewhere, you know, struggling to get some sort of shelter in this very rich country, stolen land. It is anyway.
Look, Lydia Thorpe spoke at the rally, the Defend Public Housing rally, just a few weeks back. And was said explicitly, if the state government no longer wants to run public housing, return it to Aboriginal people. Let mob run it.
That'd be the last thing they'd do. It's political. I think it's the capability of housing everyone is there. They want to keep people in the situation there because it's, I don't know, it's...
makes money.
Makes money for them.
A lot of money.
A lot of money, yeah.
Yeah.
What about housing? Rentals are being sold off. Have you noticed that? That's news as well.
Public housing rentals.
No, just rentals. Private rentals. Well, they're selling out. Like, it's very hard to get a rental these days.
It's going to be
again.
So if you remove all the public housing, especially in the inner city, the cost of rent is going to skyrocket around these areas as well, and you will no longer be able. Well, the regular person.
Well, how can people get involved with 44FU, and what should we look out for? Apart from tomorrow night.
Yeah. Well, if you're number one, because it's Radiothon, donate money to Radiothon. And how do you do that, Unc? I should know.
You can call 9419 8377. That's the phone number for Brescia. You can text 0488 809 855, or you can go online 3cr.org.au/donate, or you can call in. And
how much more do you need, Unc, for your show?
We're going pretty well. We've got about over 2,000 now.
Okay, great.
So we probably need another couple of $100.
Easy. Yeah. Surely someone listening who hasn't donated yet.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. I just want a big shout out to Ursula. Thank you, Ursula. One of my greatest supporters. Thanks for your kind donation. So if you can help us out, it's coming up to you at the end of the year, so it's tax time, and every donation over $2 is tax deductible. So that may work for you. We only need $300,000 to keep these 120 programs on air each year.
Damn.
It's not a large amount of money, but, you know, it's we need to get it because we're independent and we're community-based, we're community-controlled, we're self-determining.
Yeah.
That's what makes it so important too. That's why I'm here too.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that.
Yeah, the thing I love about 3CR with doing this, running this campaign to save public housing, is we can tell it as it is, and we can come in here knowing that you'll listen to us, and it'll be a platform for us to express ourselves to a broader audience, and that you're not going to mince our words. Like, it means a lot to be able to come into a space and also to bring in people who aren't comfortable with public speaking, but to bring them in to know that they can trust this space to like hold their story and to, I guess, platform them the way that they hope to be.
Thank you.
RQ. Yeah.
What's coming up other than the sleep out?
Well, I guess I will say just one other thing about our campaign. So we've been holding these petitions. Residents have written petitions at various different buildings now to say that they don't want to move and that they want to stay. And there's, I think, across almost four estates now, there's a majority of residents who are refusing to leave. They do not want to leave their home. It hasn't been explained to them why demolition is the final resource, like why that's the decision that has to be made. And they don't agree with this. And so residents have actually formed their own residence committees at three different estates now. And we're collectivizing not just in one building, but across the estates too. So I'd say pay attention to the space. We'll come in and do updates as well to let let supporters know how they can support us. But there'll be events coming up that the residents put on and we'll need numbers there. Or you can donate to us. But just for the minute, donate to Radiothon. That's important.
Thank you.
Helps us.
I just want a big shout out to 44FU and others who are fighting against this sly government. You know, no one knew exactly what was going on for a long time. We had to find out. So they spring this on you and you can see what they're trying to do. I just want to say thank you for your hard work and the others that are behind you as well.
Thank you, Unc. You keep us going. Every time I feel like there's we fail in some way, we've lost something, like when we lost the class action, we're going to the High Court in September, but when we lost at the Supreme Court, I remember coming to you straight away being like, this feels shit. And you're like, yep, this is shit, but we can't expect solutions from the legal system. And it's been a real privilege to work so closely with you and to keep up this dialogue around like what we're actually fighting and what we want to fight for too. So thank you. I think you know this, but just in case the listeners don't know this, we 44FU is guided by three principles. The first one, and this is in no particular order, but one of them is to make sure that nobody is left worse off because of this decision to demolish the flats, which means that people who actually want to move out, we're not opposed to that. Some people have been on the transfer list for a long time and we support everybody in what they want to do. Just we want to make sure that they have all the information they need to make an informed decision. The second one is to keep all the buildings public housing, to make sure that public housing is preserved for future generations to come as well. And the third one is land back. Like we are very much strongly guided by that principle and engaging in dialogue to ensure that that is our ultimate focus, because unless we target and address that in a meaningful way, this shit will just keep happening. And yeah, that's why it's been really great to speak to you.
You know, our people believe in basic and fundamental human rights for everybody, and I think shelter is a part of that. So some of this land should come back to us, and you know, we'll make sure everyone's looked after. Yeah, we know what it's all about and how to struggle, what the struggle is. Housing makes so much difference, you know. It's so fundamental to everything else that's going on. Yep. Anyway, thanks, Aku.
Thank you, Unc. Thanks for having me on the show. You can donate,
come
in.
Yeah, go on.
That's it. Donate. We're only a couple hundred dollars off your target.
We're going really well.
Today the last day?
For a bunch of fire.
Yes. Okay, let's do it.
I'll have one more show on Friday. Black and Deadly. Sick. We can get probably a couple hundred bucks there to make as well.
Amazing.
Get to our target. So,
all right, cool.
Big thank you. So if you can donate, it really be appreciated. Yes. And thank you, RQ.
Thanks, Unc.
Thanks for listening to a 3CR podcast. To listen to a full audio of Bunjil's Fire radio show, a historically informed critical analysis of Aboriginal affairs and the ongoing political movement for land rights, treaty, sovereignty and the cessation of genocide, go to 3cr.org.au/Bunjil's Fire. If you want to support independent black media on 3CR, please go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online.